Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I don't know. Every day's the same for me. But thank God it's Friday, and welcome aboard, everybody. And today's show will be brought to you by Audible Books. And if you want to get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show, over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player. Check them out. And in the meantime, check out the markets. All right. You know, we called the top a couple of weeks ago. And again, we're not bragging that we called the top. We're not bragging that even the top is necessarily in. However, we did see some pretty deep selling, and we're now on a massive three-day losing streak in the Dow. But I think yesterday's price action was pretty telling. Could never get off of ground zero, and of course they continue to pound and pound away. And the Nasdaq futures are down 150. Dow futures are down over 200, and S&P futures are down about 38. At the end of the day, it was pretty ugly. Now, certainly, you know, that doesn't mean that they're going straight down. And again, of course, I continue to say that we're not looking for straight down action. We firmly expect to see rallies. But the key here now remains, okay, is what happens from here. In other words, we expect to see a rally, but we did start after making a new spike high and closing lower on Tuesday. You know, you can now see that the markets are looking to work their way lower. And again, we want to see, our deal is what happens to the next rally. And if we can see the rally, if it fails, like this rally, when we get it, and it'll come, it should go back to about 2460 in the S&P. If that's the case, then that would confirm our suspicions that the top is indeed in the market, and we would continue to see it lower. And of course, we're going to look to be relatively aggressive sellers, you know, from this point. So the simple point is that it looks to us now that we were correct in calling the top of the market. But again, we don't expect a straight down move. We expect to see rallies, but then, of course, we want the rallies to fail, which then bring us the opportunity to make the much bigger cash and get with an overall trend that we do expect to go lower. But, you know, again, the quick, sharp, fast moves, they don't mean anything. They mean that, you know, we're going to see most likely the end of the selling, which is what we expect, okay? And we expect to see rallies that should be sold. And that's what we're looking for. And you can blame it on anything you want. You know, right now the pundits are blaming it on, you know, North Korea. And I said, all I've said from the beginning, that when the market decides that it's time to end, the ending is going to come from an unexpected news item that has nothing to do with economic data. And you know, if it is North Korea, which, you know, still to be determined, then that will be it. But again, we need to still watch the VIX, the volatility index, and see, you know, what's going on from here. You know, we've had many over time of these one-day sell-offs. And, you know, we don't know that, again, this is indeed, you know, going to be the top. It certainly is our expectations. We did, as I said, we did call it the top a couple of weeks ago. But now maybe we can pick up a little bit of vol, a little bit of volatility. And then that would give us a much better deal and a much better view of, you know, matching what our expectations will then be. So that would be something that would be very interesting, and, you know, giving us the overall read of the top of the market, which would be then the green light to start selling. But again, you don't want to just sell. You want to sell into, you know, rallies and things like that. I mean, again, what we're trying to teach here and show here is that we look to sell opportunities that we want to sell into strength. The selling into strength, it gives you the best chance to be successful once we've established that the trend is indeed working its way lower. And again, we do think that that's going to be the case, but we're going to, you know, certainly watch and measure what we see here. And, you know, again, it's not the time to be necessarily overly aggressive yet, because many things can still happen in this. So what we need to see is some more evidence from the market footprint that indeed it is heading south and, you know, down to the downside. And then it will be pretty much smooth sailing from there, as long as you don't try to try to force them down into the lows. You know, like, for example, you know, you wouldn't want to sell them, you know, on right into a down day unless there was a substantial rally with inside that down day. And that becomes, you know, a very big deal overall, because the overall markets suggest that that they are turning. But again, you never want to buy or chase into the top, nor do you ever want to chase into the bottom when you're selling. You want to, you know, buy the dip when the trend appears to be higher, and sell the rally when the trend appears to be lower. And that's something that becomes an important situation, because you're getting a better view of the overall market footprint, and that's where we think that you're looking at a much better opportunity. And I think that that's the picture that we're looking for, because once we get there, it means that our opportunities are increasing. The probability of victory is increasing. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, because for you, the Bubba Show listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. You know, again, it's great, Audible. You know, I use it every day. I listen to, you know, different books. And, of course, you know that we like The Creature from Jekyll Island. We like Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth. And we like, of course, the Stuart Woods books. And, of course, to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show to get your free audiobook. And, of course, to get your free download of The Bubba Show every day and the Sporting Edge on the weekends, all you got to do is go to libertytalk.fm. Basically the only station you'll ever need, and you can download away there. And you know, Bubba Trading, we're having a webinar on Saturday at one Eastern. You can go to BubbaTrading.com and sign up for that for free. Get a view of how I see the markets and the products that we use to do it. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, you know, we're being brought to you by Audible. Audible Books, and again, you get to download your free 30-day trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show with over 180,000 titles to choose from. In the meantime, we've been, you know, kind of going over the Monday call this week, and I want you to hear the rest of the way we read the stocks coming into, because you can see so far we've had some pretty good reads, and here's where we are now. So let's go to Monday night and go back and listen to some of these, and I'll be right back after this place. Here we go.
It's starting to break down now. Again, this pattern would concern me a tad, but we'll see how it finishes here. But I think today was pretty indicative. It was higher this morning and then it failed. So I would have no problem at the 950. Again, I wouldn't get crazier and get some monster short on. I mean, I would start out maybe selling some call spreads, if that works for you. And if not, you can also just sit it out. Again, this is not something I'd want to be too aggressive on. It's just something that I could see, and I'm very comfortable making that trade. India Whiskey Michael. Okay, so we thought that, 141 did not hold. It broke right down. We came down to 139, right? We thought we could sell call spreads up there at, you know, the 142, 143 level. And again, no big deal. It wasn't a trade. We weren't amped. Again, I'm not amped up to do anything. Okay. I wish I was. I wish I had a reason to be. But, you know, again, you can look at this at 139 if you want to buy. Again, I personally will not be buying. I will be selling at 142, though, if we do get back there. JP Morgan. All right. Well, here we are. I mean, I'm a seller right here. Now, again, I'm not going to walk in tomorrow morning and just sell it. If it's up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch and wait till it turns over a little bit and, you know, kind of like this action here a little bit. And if I can get that, you know, on an hourly chart or whatever, then I will then take my short position. I think this is perfect. It's right at the upper edge. I would not be surprised if it takes a run at 94.51 or 52 and takes out the high and then comes down. But certainly I would be a seller. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. So we're stuck in between. Look at this. And we called, you know, basically 62. We came down to 60, which was an area that we thought about. And we're kind of in the middle. But look at what's going on here. We're going nowhere. Okay. Is there a reason? Netflix. November Foxtrot Lima X-ray. We thought we'd get short at 190. Of course, we've never seen close to it. Now, it looks like it's making a little bit of bottom here. Okay, look at starting to round out a little bit of a bottom. Look, higher risk play. I personally, again, I'm not going to make this myself, but I will tell you what you could do. You could look at the 180 level here. If you want to just try to take a flyer here, it should probably run to 190, you know, or it could break the gap and fill on the bottom. But I think you're going to see probably 190 before it fills down. So this would probably be an opportunity. And if we were busy, I would probably step in myself. But again, I don't see the purpose of jumping in here at the moment when there's not much going on. So that's why I'm being very tentative on the calls I'm giving. If I really like something, I'll tell you exactly what I want to do. But here, again, I could see it popping. I'm just not going to participate myself. Neutral. Las Vegas Sands. Panoramic, Palo Alto, Papa Alpha, November Whiskey. You can buy at 130-ish. Here we are. See? Here we are. Boom. And we're starting to turn up. Now, very key action right here. Okay. If this fails from here, okay, you'd probably want to get out if you were in, if it made a new low on this move. So if it got below, let's say 129, you'd probably want to get out. Now, what I'm hoping that'll happen is that it will stop around here and start to turn and go the other way and kind of form that little bottom, rounding type bottom. But this is a very key area to watch. You don't have to take a huge risk here. Basically, your risk is less than 1% if you're looking at basis of stock, because we can now identify that we better be out if it gets below 129. So I would say you could be a buyer here with a very tight stop. Obviously, I would not put that stop in. Okay. First of all, I wouldn't make the trade in the stock naked. I would make a trade in the option world. But I would probably start out with, like, let's say a put spread. And then if it started to turn, then I might, you know, add to it with a call or something like that. But again, you don't have to take a lot of risk here because you know where you're going to want to get out if it's wrong. QQQ, Quebec, Quebec, Quebec. And of course, We're neutral and we're staying neutral. You know, again, this could be an area you could look at, but why bother? Look at this. Dribble. Neutral. The slab. Schlumberger. Okay. So he said short about 70. Look at that. Just barely missed us. Okay. And here we come. Back to 66. And that's, of course, our buy level. And, of course, if it holds at 66, I think it'd be a good spot to step in and buy it. QQQ looks like a dinosaur. let's look. Oh, yeah. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Actually, that's not, I forgot what that, what's the that looks like the plant eaters. That look like the vegan dinosaurs. What are those called? I forgot already. In the meantime, if we come down here 66 and hold, I like this. I think this would be a decent, reasonable buy here. That you're on vacation. Brachiosaurus. Okay. I thought Brax was candy. That's where I get my bridge mix at. The spiders, Sierra Papa Yankee. And we call that neutral. And of course, what else would you want to call this? It's not going anywhere. We'll remain neutral. Skyworks. So 104, 108, and it broke down below. Okay, look at this. It actually popped up. I mean, listen, I did not make this trade, but in theory, you could have bought it here and gotten out when it started to break from here. And now I am a seller here. Okay. I'm not so happy with the action today, but I am a little bit short here. And I would be a small seller here. Okay. You can start out by selling call spreads if you want. Again, there's nothing I want to really commit to because I don't want to be committed. But certainly I do like the down half of this. Mesosaurus. Oh, God, help me. Tango, Bravo, Tango. Okay, so we were neutral on both. I'm tired of giving this one out to buy because it keeps going up. It keeps going, dribbling down. This one doesn't do anything. The TLT, we'll call them neutral. You know I want to be short the bonds, but we need a rally in the bonds, and then I want to short it. Actually, I will give you a buy level in TBT. I would be a buyer at 35. Okay? 35. 35. Tesla, the greatest company in the world that makes nothing but money. Here they are, right in the middle at 350. I can't believe the rally they had. I watched in amazement. But here they are. And of course, look, again, same story. I think you have to sell it. I think that you're probably looking at probably 370 or 390 if you can get back to either one of those levels. Certainly, you could try to take a stab in here. I would not. This is, again, I think we're going to walk in one morning and Elon Musk is maybe going to oversleep and not be able to speak and talk it up where he'll keep the investors coming in. And you're going to walk in one morning, he's going to be down like $50. But in the meantime, there's not a lot to do here. I do have a, you know, full disclosure, I say what I do. I have a small short ratio spread here. I have the 355, 350 in. Okay. So it's the short side. But I don't see much here. I'm just kind of end because I'd be very unhappy if I missed it. Tulio.
And of course, Tesla, I do think, is a short. And of course, it has come down this week a little bit, but still, you know, basically dramatically holding strong. And of course, we were call a lot of neutrals, although we did call the top in the market. But again, you know, like I said, I'm not in a hurry. You know, we need some more days like yesterday, Thursday, you know, some big bounces, some big falls. And then we can see some volatility, which would then make sense to grab into some of these. In the meantime, we are being brought to you by Audible Books, and for you guys, for my listeners, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend, Fed Up, of course, by our friend Danielle DiPartino Booth, and I also obviously love Stuart Woods and a lot of his things. I'm a big Stone Barrington fan, which is one of his key characters. But in the meantime, for you to for your download, you go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. You get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show each and every day, as long and as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's The Bubba Show. I'm Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, always great to be here on this Friday, August the 11th. And of course, don't forget The Sporting Edge tomorrow with Xander. And don't forget that we're being brought to you by Audible Books. You get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player. Okay, so let's go back and get some more of these levels, because I think you're finding some pretty interesting stuff here. I think that you're finding how we really kind of monitor the footprint. So let's get back, and we're going to Twilio, which had earnings and interesting week, and here we go.
Okay, it's too bad, because we did like the buy. Remember what I said last week? I'd like to buy this off 28. Bingo, it's 35 now. It's 33.80. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, it's a shame. In the meantime, it's all the way up here, and obviously it's not new highs. The stock was, I don't know what it was. Let's see what that brings up to. Yeah. I would say that 35 is probably a pretty good level if you want to take a stab at the short side. Okay. This was a big, obviously a big piped up, humped up thing here, and it was way up here, and now it's way down here. And again, I would say you want to look at 35. We're going to be close there in the morning. I would certainly give it the old college try there. In fact, I actually have a neutral position, which is now long. I'm hoping it'll stay up here so I can get rid of it and then get to the short side here. But I do think that 35 is the spot, and we will be selling it there. UCO. Okay, we never got to 19. We never went anywhere. All right, we're in that same oil patch. We are seeing a little bit different change in the pattern, so now we'll kind of see what we're looking for. This could be just a little bit of an opportunity to buy it. You know, my guess is you're going to see a little bit of a rally, you know, probably when OPEC adjourns. I was assuming they adjourn like in the morning our time, I think. I don't know what time zone they're in, but I don't really care, except that I want to see what it does to the market. I'd like to be a buyer at 16. I think it's a good reasonable shot now. Win. Whiskey Yankee, November. Okay, so we said buy it at 126. Look at that. Man, are we good. Okay. And we said sell it at 139. Well, we got some more room to go. So, again, I think this looks all right. If you did happen to get in, okay, then I would look at 132 as a pot to tighten up my stop a little bit. I mean, I tighten up now, I'll make sure I lock in some profit. I certainly wouldn't, you know, not make sure that I don't make some money here. But, again, I think you got a good chance to go to 139. UCL buy at 16. Okay, so I think you look for this. You know, again, if you're not in, I mean, you could watch 132. That could be a temporary top, but I think he's got a chance to run. I'd try to let it run and just tighten up a little bit. U.S. Steel, X. So we want to buy at 23. Look at that, right off that rounding bottom. Notice how powerful that is. again, it happens over and over again. It's just once you, when you get that, because really what's happening, it's just showing you that it's trying to put the bottom in, which is fine. And here enough, boom, we get a run up and, you know, we're getting right to, you know, 25. I think, you know, again, I don't want to be a seller till 27, but I bought some at 23 and, you know, I'll tighten up a little bit here and then I'll tighten up again at 25 and then we'll see what goes on from there. But again, this pattern looks pretty good. Notice how it just, you know, goes up, you know, comes down, kind of rounds out, comes down. Kind of, this is not as good, but still kind of rounded out and boom, up and then same thing. So I would expect it to come up and at least test these highs before it's all said and done. XBI. Okay. So we thought you could buy at 78. I said I would not, but again, not bad. It came down to actually 76, but notice the bottom. So I think that, you know, look, if you're looking for a long play, this is certainly one you could play from the long side. You know, again, it's pretty volatile, but it's pretty tightly. It trades pretty much range. And I would certainly be not, I would be surprised if it doesn't get back up to the 82 level just to check it. J hook. Okay. I used to call it that. I could just call it the fish hook. X is neutral. We bought it at 23. You got to watch 25 and then 27. Okay. And then, XBI, and you can be a buyer here at 78 if you want. I'm not going to, but you could. Again, I wouldn't be a seller here. And XLE, we called neutral. And, you know, you could probably, you could look at 65 if you want. Again, I don't know that this is really worth trading. This is probably better when there's some real activity in the oil markets. Probably not very good when in the oil market's kind of quiet, because it doesn't trade very well when there's not much going on. So I think it's really just better. Sometimes it's better just to relax and not get too involved. You know, look, we know the stocks that are very tradable. Apple, Facebook, Google, Baba, Amazon, you know, those are animals. They trade all the time, Netflix. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, that's the area you really want to look for. Now, again, it doesn't mean you won't find something. I mean, you know, I was looking at this one. I mean, I've been watching this one for a long time. And you want a cheap gamble play? Here. AG silver, First Majestic silver. You're gambling, but I mean, you got a fair chance. Now you can't really trade options here, so that's the other problem. Okay, but again, is it going to go to zero? I don't know, but it's been a while. It's been a flyer over years, and you know, what the hell? You know, again, if you're looking for a place to play, you know, here's a spot for you to take a chance if you want to. And I'm not recommending it necessarily. I'm just saying that's what I'm either looking for, some stuff that's going to move that I can trade out of, or something that I can take a position on. That, you know, that I'm not afraid to lose a little bit, but I'm willing to take some risk. And I think that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for right now. Other than that, I'm not really doing much. You know, I'm day trading my futures. Okay. And I told you today, I only traded 28 futures. I mean, that's like, I could do that in my sleep. I can do it with one eye tied behind my back. So, you know, it's really more or less, I was just, you know, kind of wasting time playing with my new puppy today. You know, it just wasn't, again, not a lot to do. So there's no reason to force the market. You can't force it. So why try? All right. You know me, right? Nobody wants to fire up as much as I do. Nobody wants to trade as much as I do, but I can't tell you to be involved here. And that's why I'm warning you to stay away from stocks that don't have a lot of action, because you can only really get yourself in trouble. Again, if you like something and something looks really good, I got no problem with it. Right. But don't get involved with something just because you decide what you want to trade something. Again, if you're looking for activity, Apple, Amazon, Baba, Facebook, Google, Netflix, Tesla. Those got action. Look, you could scalp those if you knew what you were doing. I mean, but you got to be good. But they move. I mean, those options move. You could play those. But other than that, again, the question comes back to this. Why put yourself in jeopardy when you don't have to? Why risk getting hit by a car when you don't have to? There's no, again, you have to in life and in trading, you have to weigh the probability of where you're going to be. So again, you want to look for something to play. Sure, you can play in a First Majestic silver for a gamble trade, for a play. Okay, if you want something to be in, you can take a, you know, you can use some of the, you know, like the gamble trades we use once in a while. In the index, if you think you want to take a shot on one side of the market or the other. But other than that, I don't think you've given yourself, you're not doing yourself any favors by giving in to the market. Okay. You can't give in. That's the key here. The key is if you have an opinion, and I'm sure most of you have a similar opinion that I have or understand the markets the way I do, which means that we know they go up over time, but we know there's probably due for a little bit of correction. But either way, how am I going to make money today? And I can't answer that question today. Okay. Over the weekend, we've done a number of spreads, which is fine. And those are fine. Again, those are very limited risk, low risk trades that have a big upside if something does happen. But in general, trying to figure out here, I know that most of us will get caught leaning the wrong way and we'll try to read things into a market that don't exist. That's my problem. Okay. I've had that problem, but that's what I know that most people will do. And then you end up in trouble. And then you try to figure something else out and you end up in more trouble. It's easier not to get involved. It's easier to save the commission, save the time, and do some studying, preparing yourself, okay, for when it does get busy, okay? And again, we might find a trade. I mean, I'm sure if I scoured the world, I might be able to find something. You know, there's a couple of earnings this week, NVIDIA. How come I didn't cover NVIDIA? That must have got wiped off. I didn't do that today. Why didn't I do that? Speak of that, hold on, let's look at it. It's got earnings. We're not going to make a trade on it, but sorry about that. Just thought about that. I know we always cover that. And breaking out the new highs. Look at that, baby. So, again, you're going to fight this? There would be no reason to. I mean, look, under normal circumstances, I'd be setting up a short trade for earnings. But I'm not going to do it now. We will have something for earnings on it, but it won't be short. It'll be a neutral type of trade. I just have to look at it. But in the meantime, again, Disney's got earnings this week. You know, you want to play. If you need a fix, then let the earnings come out and then trade the other side of the earnings in the stock. Or set up a position going into earnings and something that's liquid.
And, of course, we always worry about, you know, liquidity and the markets. And that's something that, again, is important. And, of course, we said we wanted to set up a short trade in NVIDIA. And, of course, it's down $21 from that point when we talked about that. So, again, it's not that we're always right, but we're always reading the overall footprint of the market. And, of course, when it comes to reading, you should check out our guys at Audible. Audible is offering you a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend Fed Up with Danielle DiMartino Booth. I think it's great. You can download other books. You know, they have a lot of great stories, fiction, nonfiction, and some self-help stuff. So again, great. And to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show itself every single day. We're going to step out here for break, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, how do you play this market now from, going forward? What do you do? Well, if our assumptions are correct and the top is in, which we feel that is a correct statement, then you want to look to sell into the rally of any market. And you want to try to identify some key levels that you would see. So, for example, today we would be looking at if we could see a rally, back up to, let's say, in the Dow future 21, 850 or so. That would be what we would consider a reasonable selling opportunity. I think that you don't want to be impatient. You want to make sure that you identify some key spots and some key levels in the market, because then what you'll find, is the right opportunity. Now, again, that doesn't guarantee that you'll be correct on that particular trade, but those are the areas that we look for as we go forward, because then you find that you've now waited patiently to pick your level, to pick your spot. And then what you find is you have a much higher probability of victory. You find that you have a much better read on the market, and you find that typically the trades don't go disastrously against you immediately, so that you're having to fight and make a decision as to what to do. And that is something that we have found, you know, over the years. We talk about, you know, the following of the footprint of the market. And, you know, if you do that correctly, then again, you're putting yourself in a higher probability position of success. And that's really what it comes down to is, you know, where is the success? Where do we go and how do we handle it next from there? And so, again, it's looking, again, certainly there'll be some opportunities to buy on the downside as well, you know, for even these quick rallies. It's not that we're going to turn bullish and try to be, you know, dip buyers. What we're looking for is the opportunity to capitalize even on the up moves or the upswings during the market when it starts to rally. Because it's going to be big, you know, if we're correct and everything works the way we think it will, then you'll have some major monster short squeeze rallies that will then put you in the other side. But again, those are the rallies that people will get sucked into, and you'll end up, you know, trying to think that that's it and you load up. No, what you want to do now is continue what we always work on is trying to find the game plan, trying to find the right opportunity. But in the meantime, you want to buy steep dips that, you know, like blow off to the downside when you see those quick sell-offs. And just for example, this morning at 3:20 Eastern time, there was a huge sell-off down to 21,790 from, you know, 21,850 basically, and that would have an opportunity to, you know, buy the blow-off on the downside. And that would have been something that we had been looking for all along and saying, okay, so, you know, again, it wasn't the exact number, but again, the pattern suggested that that was going to happen. That's kind of what we work on, you know, in our futures when we're talking and teaching the day trading of futures. It's looking for where you get an edge, and you can call it the rubber band trade, whatever you want. What happens is markets will move to a certain point, and then they'll start to move the other way. So you look for these big spikes and these big moves up or down, and you want to be on the opposite side of those because that's how you're actually gaining an edge to the market, and that is where we find the greatest advantage for short-term trading. Again, these are not for investing. These are strictly for trading types, and when they happen, you'll find opportunity for you, and that is something that we always look for. And so it really depends on your time horizon and what you're looking to do. Because if you are indeed looking, you know, to buy, then you will look for those bigger, steep sell-offs. And, of course, if you're looking to sell, you look for the spike higher rally. And it happens all the time. It just, again, it goes back to the overall time frame that you're watching and that you're working off of. Because then you'll find a much greater opportunity for yourself to jump in. So, you know, even though we are, you know, pretty convinced that the top is in, we don't want to overall go bananas and say that, well, that's, it can only go lower. We would expect, again, rallies to sell. And again, rallies to sell are rallies that fail at, you know, a point. And when they do fail, we then, you know, find opportunity. And that really comes back down to the same thing we always talk about is how do you find and where do you find the opportunity in the market? So that is, you know, kind of how you're going to go with our next step now. But I firmly expect the trend to be lower. And I would expect us to go, you know, we'll use the Dow as our benchmark for today. I firmly expect to see, you know, probably 21,600 in the Dow future. We're at 814 now. So, you know, another couple hundred points down before we might see, you know, another big bounce. And again, then we'll look for the bounce and maybe try to grab a piece down there. And then we'll, you know, we'll move forward and go on again. And I think this is, again, part of the strategy that we're looking to use because that's the strategy that we know works. And when we find something that works, we don't want to change that model. We want to continue doing what it is that we do. And again, it's not, this is not an opinion play. This is not, well, if you don't make it, you're wrong. This is a purely a play on the over exuberance or the over depression of any particular chart, which is then when you want to be able to jump in and participate on either side of the market. Now, again, we are certainly leaning to the bear side, but we're not going to just say, oh, well, we can only play the short side of the market. We want to be able to play both sides of the market. You know, really, if we're good at what we do, we want to be able to create as many trading opportunities as we can. And the way that we do that is by following the market footprint, giving ourselves opportunity, giving ourselves the time to look at the right potential opportunities based on the overall chart pattern, based on the footprint that the market's leaving, and then it allows us to jump in and play ball. So these are the things that we look forward to going ahead. And again, we don't care about the data. We don't care about the economic stuff because it really doesn't mean anything in the big picture. And that's always something that many people get confused. They, again, want to become fundamentalists. And, of course, I can promise you this. If this is indeed the top, which we obviously said it was a couple weeks ago, if this is indeed what we expect it to be, then you will have the dip buyers continue to try to buy in early. Okay, and of course, that will typically be with no success. So make sure that, again, you're following the market footprint and trying to put yourself in the most advantageous position. Okay, now, remember those things as you're trading. And again, there's no shame in not trading much here because it is still quiet. But where it's not quiet is, for you listeners, you can get Audible for free for 30 days. Okay, you get a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. They give you the opportunity to check out their service. You know, I like Fed Up, but you can pick whatever. There's 180,000 titles. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Don't forget to download The Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm. as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And tomorrow, Saturday, we have a webinar at 1 Eastern. Go to BubbaTrading.com. You can sign up for it. It's free. And you can hear me talk about how to trade these markets for an hour tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. And have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday, right here at The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.